Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to be here with you today. I was starting out thinking about the peace of God during troubled times, and the Lord really shifted my heart to, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. A lot of scripture is going to come on the overhead today. I want to read one or two and then pray and then get into it, okay? The very last three verses of Psalm 19 say this: who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. And the last verse of Psalm 139 says this: search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Today, I have a message entitled, Where Are You? Where are you? You know, the mama lion will take a little cub and lick the cub with a great big lion tongue. And that little cub is like, oh, 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 oh. And they're like, about seven times, alone, and the little cub's like that. And then suddenly, right out of nowhere, the mama lion goes like this, poof, and cuffs the little cub in the head. And then starts licking again. Oh, oh, oh. And there's all this love, love, and then, coom. And the mama lion's showing the little baby cub, who's in charge? Who's loving you here? I'm loving you here. This is one of those messages. Genesis 3, 9 through 10 says, but the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? Everybody say, where are you? Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Where are you? There's another question I have. What season are you in? What do you need to be doing in this season? Are you doing what you need to be doing to walk with a fresh fire of love for God in your heart? And are you in love with the Lord? What are you doing to pursue Jesus in your personal time? What occupies your time? What fills your thoughts? What do you think about most of the time? Let's pray. Father God, we ask for the searchlight of the Holy Spirit to come and liberate the hearts that are entangled with things of the world and disengage those hearts and those minds and strongholds from the things of worldly occupation, where the heart is overtaken with the cares of the world, with what's going on in society, government. I pray, Father, for a fresh ignition of the love of God to come as a fire into the spirit of each person. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let's worship Him for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to do church just to come and punch the clock. We want to walk with a passionate, loving relationship with Jesus Christ that's more important than anything else in our life these days. Psalm 139, verse 16 says, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. So the Lord knows the days that you and I are living in. Do you understand what is going on and what you need to do? Do you understand what is going on? These are the last days. Go ahead and tell somebody, these are the last days. And there are things that will upset you and distract you and burden you and weight you and confuse you and do all manner of torment against your mind these days. Jesus said it this way, John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world. We need to camp here with Jesus. Do you want peace? Do you have peace? If you don't have peace and you got things lurking in your soul, I got a scripture for you. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. I memorized this years ago. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee. There's a peace that passes understanding, and it comes by casting your cares. What cares have come at you? What things preoccupy your mind? What things do you spend time thinking about that do not give you peace? These are the days when there will be much tribulation and much to distract your heart from your passion for Jesus Christ. It's the nature of the last days. My prayer today that there will come a work of the Holy Spirit and your load will be lightened and you will have peace that you didn't have before, and maybe the changing of a habit. I know jumbo jets, when a jet flies from LA to Hawaii and they put it on cruise control, I read somewhere, I think it was around 187 adjustments because of the winds and because of about 187 minimum adjustments are made in the flight to get that plane all the way to Hawaii. This morning could be adjustment this way. No, not that way anymore. You're starting to veer off. This way, you're not going to hit the destination. Your heart is straying. Your heart, your mind is gone this way, back over here. Do you want to land where you're supposed to land? Do you want to show up where you're supposed to show up? Do you want to be full of the peace of God? It's this way, not that way. You're looking too long over here. You need to change your amount of time you spend on this, and you need to spend time over here with me. Is anybody hear me? Is anybody going to respond? It is so easy to be consumed with what's going on in the world. It's way too easy, and it is not any, there's nothing going to be obtained from it. It's going to continually take peace away from you. It's going to be a robber. Rob you, just walk right in your house and take it away from you. Next verse, Ephesians 5:15-16. Look at this. Just to reaffirm what we're saying. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but wise. Making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Let's go ahead and acknowledge the days are evil. You don't have to be shocked about it. The days are evil. There are people that twist things and want you to be caught up in the way that they twist things. Just acknowledge the days are evil. And you can make better use of your time than being caught up in the twisting of everything. The days are evil. Let's acknowledge that. Go ahead. The days are evil. But you can redeem the time. You can make better use of your time without consuming the evil of the days. You don't have to consume every report that comes. You don't have to be soaked in everything. You can have the peace of God and acknowledge the days are evil. Matthew 24:12-14 says, and because lawlessness will be increased. Let's go ahead and say that. Lawlessness will be increased. I just got to let you know, lawlessness has increased. Let's go ahead and acknowledge it. The days are evil and lawlessness has indeed increased. It's no big surprise. The mystery of lawlessness has been released across the land. People are calling wrong right and right wrong. It's already been released. Don't be shocked and don't be caught up in it. Not as a believer in Jesus Christ. Just go ahead and acknowledge that's the way it is. Truth sets free. That's the way it is. You don't have to be suckered into, oh no, oh look, oh look, oh look, and getting this argument and that argument and all this going on. Hey, lawlessness has increased. And because of that, I underline this part, because of that, the love of many will grow cold. Now, if your temperature of your heart has chilled off, it's because you are focused on the wrong thing. If you don't have a heart full of fire and passion for Jesus Christ, and I want you to know a secret this morning, I'm preaching to me. I sat down and I started looking at peace and troubled times, and maybe we may get to that. It was a great message too. But the more I thought about it, the more distant it became. And I thought, what do you want me to talk about, Lord? And it was like the Lord's going, I've been licking you. And now I'm going to cuff you. I've been pouring love on you, and now I want you to wake up and be convicted to the reality of how you're living. I want to wake you up. I want you to feel who's in charge with your time. Who's Lord over your schedule? Is he Lord of all, or is he just over there on the shelf somewhere? You need to answer that. Is he really number one, or is he just added along to your little life? Come on, guys. Because the spirit of lawlessness has been released, and the love of many is growing colder and colder. And it's like this, hey, and us all show. But in private, cold as ice. He is cold as ice. And that's a dangerous place to be. Very dangerous place to be. How do you spend your personal time? Is Jesus involved in your schedule? Is he put at the top of the arrangement of your days? I love this verse 13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And there's the next verse after that. Verse 14, it says this. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. I love that song, You Are Forever in My Life. You see me through the seasons. There are different seasons we need to tend to in our life. Sometimes there's a sowing season. Somebody came up to me and said, I think you're going to feel better if you think in terms of your ministry downtown as a sowing season. The Lord actually said to me, we were down in another location. He said, there are people that are actually going to hell. And if you come downtown, they won't go to hell. We've had more people come to know Jesus coming down here. I'm glad we said yes. Now, Jesus says a sower sows the word. And there's 75% of it that doesn't stick. But there's 25% that does. And that's the odds in the kingdom. And then there's the ones that begin to produce 30, 60, 100-fold. I just want to go ahead and tell you this. If you just show up, you see, your spirit was made to live in the presence of God, and the kingdom of God is about the presence of a king. The kingdom of God is about the gods whose presence makes everything right that's gone wrong. And if you just show up and apply your heart, I want to go ahead and encourage some of the men, as well as ladies. We've kind of shaved down our intercession times to once a month during the summer. We still have them. What we do at intercession times is we pray in the Spirit. If you're here very long, you will hear me talking to you about praying in the Spirit, about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. This is a commercial break from my message, can you tell? But I want to tell you something. Praying in the Spirit has given me more peace. When I get overwhelmed with all the stuff that's going on and I don't know what to do with it, and I just stand there and just begin praying in the Spirit, and suddenly it just all untangles and drops by the side. It just kind of all sheds off. Quoting the Word of God, worshiping Jesus, declaring His thankfulness to Him, all have that same effect. Worship, worship, worship. Ecclesiastes, we're going to get back in it now. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. This is where the message was starting. But it became a part of the message because I want to ask you, where are you? And somebody should have asked King David, where are you? Because the next verse shows that in 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, it says, in the spring, everybody say the spring. In the spring of the year, everybody say the time. The time when kings go out to battle. The time when kings go out to battle. David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they ravaged the Amorites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Uh-oh. Everybody say, uh-oh. Verse 2. And it happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful, and David went and inquired about the woman. And one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Everybody say, uh-oh. David, next slide. David did not do what he was supposed to do during the time he was supposed to be doing it. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Lick, 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 cuff. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you where you're supposed to be during this season? Proverbs 24, 33 through 34. Ready? Everybody say this with me. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Is that true? Proverbs 4, 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Let's read that together. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. What is God saying here? He's saying your heart is a fountain. Your heart is where... Has anybody ever, when I go out and do the worship conference stuff, and I'll deal with this hard-hearted thing, you know how hard hearts form? Hard hearts form by the deceitfulness of sin. People get involved in things, and they go pursue this stuff, and next thing you know, they're deceived, and their hearts get harder and harder and harder, and the Lord's, your feeling is gone, you don't have a sense of, your tears are gone, you can't cry before the Lord, you can't just be moved by the Holy Spirit, you're just cold as ice, you're just done. And the Lord says, I want to take out the heart of stone. I want to put in a heart of flesh. I want to give you your heart back. These are days, because of the spirit of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. These days are evil. There's stuff that's just going to happen. Is this good for you to be in here hearing this today? Because there's going to be decisions that you can make today. As I'm speaking this, I'm just now aware that the Holy Spirit is beginning to release a sensitizing to your hearts. Go ahead and open your heart to Him. Just open it. He's saying, I'm not going to wait till the end of the service. I want to start right now resensitizing your hearts. Just go ahead and open to Him. Praise His name for a moment. Just take whatever's made you dull, whatever's made you hard of hearing, whatever's made you hard-hearted, Whatever you've given to has caused you to be insensitive to Jesus and his voice. Open up afresh. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come right now. There's a resensitizing, a work of the Spirit of God. Go ahead and tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've strayed. I'm sorry I've made other things a priority other than you. Not keeping my heart. I've had a little sleep, a little slumber, folding of the hands, and poverty's come, and stuff's stolen from me, and my relationship with you is not as vibrant as I want it to be. Jesus, help me right now. Help me right now. Help me right now. Help me right now, Lord. Help me right now. Go ahead, just praise him. Go ahead, just lean in. Lean in. Lean in. Lean in. The Lord wants to take away things out of your heart that don't need to belong there. He wants to take... There's an attitude. You know what? I believe somebody needs to be delivered from an attitude of cynicism toward the world. It's not the Lord's spirit. Lord, it's like a little arrow that went in your soul, or skepticism, but more cynicism, just an attitude. The Lord says, this is not me. Be grateful to me. This will make you hard-hearted. Just, if that's you, just go ahead and say, forgive me for my cynicism, Lord. Remove this from me, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll get to some other slides in a minute. Man, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love that first mention of the Holy Spirit, how he comes hovering over the face of the deep. He comes hovering where there's confusion, where there's things. And he just begins to put things in order. And the Lord begins to speak. By the way, he says, my word is a light to your path. It's a lamp unto your feet. And as we've been looking at the word here, I believe clarity, understanding, freedom, help comes. So shake yourself. Say, I'm going to walk out of here whole. I'm not going to have this stuff on me. Amen. Now, I'm going to read a little bit and talk a little bit here about the parable of the 10 virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven would be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, and there was... Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him. And then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered and said, there will not be enough for us, for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And afterward, the other virgins came also and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. Listen to these words. Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. I'll get to the rest of this in a second. But Jack Hayford, when Pastor Jack was little, he had a bad dream. And the bad dream was the rapture was coming, and he would run and jump up in the air hoping that he would go. He would run and jump, and he would wake up in the night, and he was having a bad dream that he wasn't going up in the rapture. And he went to his mama, to Dolores. And mama said, how can I make sure that I'm caught up with Jesus when he comes? She said, Jack, if you want to be caught up with Jesus when he comes, be caught up with him now. Be caught up with him now. What's going on in your heart? What are you caught up with? Now listen what happens here. These 5 virgins that had the extra oil, they were truly born again. And they were looking with eagerness for the coming of Jesus. They were, by the way, I heard this, all this stuff when I was little. When I was little, younger, 17, 18, there was always, Jesus is coming, Jesus coming. It was a big thing in the Jesus movement. Jesus is coming. You get here today and nobody's talking about it. Guess what? We're closer. 40 years closer. A whole generation closer. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, and nobody's talking about it. Jesus is coming. Why? Because this the things he said, all the evil, the days are all, and everybody's preoccupied, not with the Lord. You realize if there was just a deep passion for, here's one thing, ready? I'm going to get back and finish this up real quick, but let me just say this. The new center of our culture is, if it feels good to you and you want to do it, it's not hurting anybody, you go ahead and do that. And the real center of culture is, it's not about pleasing anybody but myself. It's the selfie generation. It's about me. Therefore, if you say it's not about me, I reject you. But God says, no, it's about me. It's not about you, it's about me and me dying for you. It's the kingdom of God generation. And I will catch you up in the love, because every time you give to whatever it is, it will never fulfill you ever. Ever. But Jesus is the fountain of love that keeps on giving and never stops. And so there is something outside of us that tells us who we are. And it's the loving God who gave himself for us. The five virgins without oil represent false believers who enjoy the benefits of Christian community without true love for Christ. They're around and they like all the love and all the help and all the stuff, but there's no real passion for Jesus. It's just we're leeching off everybody else because they got no oil. There's no fullness of God's love in their heart. They're just hanging out. Do you want to be one of the foolish ones, or you want to be one of the wise ones? Do you want to have your heart fully consumed with a flame of God's, for God, a love for him? You can step out of the dark place into the fullness of love for him. Whew, God's in the house. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 and 3 says this, but I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. Verse 3, but I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. 1 Corinthians 9, 24, do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Hebrews 12, 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. I have one more slide. What is weighing you down? What is holding you from intimacy with Jesus? Where are you? What is keeping you from becoming what God has called you to become during this season? Right now, would everyone just go ahead and take your hands before you and cup them like this? Just cup them. Would you do that with for me? Take your hands and cup them like this. While we've been ministering the word here, there's stuff. There's stuff. The Holy Spirit has shown you your stuff. Put your stuff in your hands. The stuff that holds you from fullness of intimacy with Jesus, put that in your hands right now. The distractions in life, the foolishness, the things that you've done and have given to and have become a pattern in your life that is not leading you into the peace of God. Take that stuff and put it in your hand, because we want to, by faith, give it to God. Don't we want to do that? Does anybody want to do that? I have a witness in my spirit that the preoccupation of someone's heart has to do with the failure of a relationship, and that relationship did not work out for you, And the Lord wants you to put that in your hands and give it to Him. We interrupt this ministry time to tell you that there's something on somebody's heart that has to do with the failure of relationship. And I want to invite you to put that in your hands. Whatever has been distracting to you, whatever's been a preoccupation, whatever's tricked you into thinking that you've got to solve it without God's help, whatever that is, whatever's outside of the realm of your ability to influence it, because all you can do is influence what's right here in your hands. Now let's go ahead and release that. In fact, see a fire burning it up in your hands. Just see a fire from God come down and consume it. Say, Lord, for the fresh fire, come and burn out what has led me astray, what has caused me to not have a heart that's sensitized to you. Burn away this in Jesus' name. Lift it from me. We take it now. Say, in a spirit of repentance, say, I'm sorry, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. In a great house there are many vessels, some for honor, some for dishonor. If you get rid of the dishonorable stuff, he says you'll become useful for the master. Somebody praise him. Well, just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, yes. Hallelujah. Be not, it says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Lord, as we give this to you, let's just see it given, give to him. Like the smoke has just lifted up into heaven and the stuff's burned out of your hands. Let's just now open up to receive the special. With the same posture, open up your heart. I feel like the Lord wants to show you and him together. Show you a picture of you and him together. Let the Lord be with you right now and show you him, you and him. You're receiving revelation from his heart. He's talking to you and whispering to you, and your heart is being filled up with his love and impacted by his peace because you and him are together. You're a wise virgin. You have oil in your lamp. You have oil in your lamp. You're running the race. You're obtaining. You're laying aside the weight. Praise you, Jesus. You're caught up with him. You're caught up with him. Let's stand together now. Let's stand together. Let's, in the same spirit of worship, in that same spirit of an attitude of worship. Yeah, come on up, hon. I want to ask Heather to lead this time.
You know, this is a time when we come down front. If you need agreeing prayer, maybe you just need somebody to agree with you. Pastor talked about, I don't know about you, but we've all been that way. And boy, summer's a good time to just, you know, we're talking about those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Let's not let the Lord have to cuff us too many times, right? I'll take more of the licks. How about you? Okay. The pastoral staff and elders down here are here to agree with you. If you need prayer and agreement, don't hesitate. The Bible says, confess your sins to God and you're forgiven. But confess your sins to one another and you're healed. Maybe there's a healing, a part of your heart that needs to be healed. I pray that you would take that opportunity. If not, rejoice in a beautiful day. Please, parents, go get your children. You're dismissed. And before you fellowship, and then of course join us for fellowship as well.